All right, so do settle your body and mind. Get comfortable and clear your energy with a nice full sigh and long exhale. Then breathe nice, gentle, energy through your nostrils evenly, and let that first fresh in-breath be a focus to center and settle your mind. So reining in the distracted energy, settling it down on the breath into your body in connection with your vital rhythms, your natural flow of breath, and then gathering whatever breath and energy you've mustered and breathing it into the areas of fatigue or fogging to uplift and clarify. Okay, so you're trying a breath at a time to get into that workspace of greater calm and clarity. And as you begin to do that, a breath at a time, we can then turn to purging and resetting our whole perception of the world. We can do that by breathing in the film that's the projected map of the world as we know it, and let that film melt into the breath, and that breath come from the ends of the universe into our galaxy and solar system, planet, into our continent, city, space. Breathe it into your heart. And you can also breathe your sort of mental map of your body as a film into the subtle energy and awareness that's our real workspace for growth. And if you'd like, you can imagine that a layer at a time, the solids, the flesh and bones melting into the bodily fluids, fluids melting into the body heat, the heat melting into the breath gases, and the ordinary sort of coarse breath gases melting into the pure energy and awareness that's the subtle mind space that we learn and grow and change. So as we're in that subtle space, we can sort of feel more deeply and widely connected with the world as it is, the natural state of things that's revealed when we withdraw our mental map of distinctions. Sort of feel that you're now like a wave, a person-shaped, translucent wave of pure energy and awareness, floating in a sea of pure energy and awareness, feeling connected, fluid, energized, plastic. And so asking for greater clarity and purity, we can also sort of purge the subtle energy and mind space of the filters or habit patterns of compulsively seeking outside ourselves, the hunger seeking of self-protective guarding and grasping, clinging, and finally of the self-reification, the sort of identification with of ourselves as the center of our world, unrelated to anything else, intrinsically cut off from and alien from the world. As we let go of those habit patterns and feel some degree of release from them, we can let go of the fearful, acquisitive attachment energies and patterns. We can and feel that moonlit coolness like a moonlit sky. So our minds are cool and calm, spacious, and we can feel as we let go of the defensiveness, the self-protective patterns, a freedom from patterns of aggression or anger, and a kind of warming twilight spaciousness, like a twilight sky. And finally, as we let go of reification, self-identification, we can feel the sort of clarity of a midnight sky, sort of freedom from any coarse distinction sets us apart, and move through that into a greater, more primal lucidity or clarity. That's the natural clarity, like a pre-dawn sky, the natural clarity of the mind. So from that space, we want guidance. We want to learn to fully purge it, refine it, purify it. And we also want to learn to sort of emerge from that space, you know, energized and refreshed, so that we can meet the world with real inspiration, untainted by the biases and negativities and compulsions that normally tie us all up in knots. So asking for that purification and inspiration, we ask the gem-like hero, Vajrasattva, to appear and guide us. And out of compassion, he comes, he, she, the mother and father, embracing in moon white. They come in miniature form, like the size of a hand, to our crown, a little few finger breadths above the crown, facing forward, just hovering, facing our direction, watching over us and seeing the world from our perspective. They, you know, hover there on a moon cushion, luminous, lit from within, with moon cushions at their hearts and sapphire exclamations on those cushions. And around the sapphire exclamations circle the affirmation of purity. Om, gem-like hero, Ahum. Okay, and that affirmation then sort of beams with rainbow lights, filling them with rainbow lights, and then flowing out their pores as an aura that emits and radiates a healing purity, an intuitive clarity, a sort of positive inspiration. So asking them to, the healing Mother Father, to bless our minds, our nervous systems, to purify us of our obstructions, blocks, negativities, so that we can really reach perfect clarity and pure inspiration. We go through the process of bonding. We invite whatever heroes, whatever mentors of real purity of mind and pure inspiration of heart or energy we most feel connected to. And with those personalities or spirits inhabit our image, we feel them close to us, right at our crown. And we go through the process of admiring the purity and positivity, the pure, intense, unlimited inspiration, pure energy of life and transformation they embody. And of course, they're dressed in rainbow silks and have the signs of perfect, sort of mature altruism, like the perfect inner parents, the perfect mother-father of all beings, including ourselves. We offer ourselves, our minds and bodies, to that, to their influence and guidance, so that they can help us further purify and energize our life. We sort of disclose whatever limits or negativities we've, you know, committed or gathered or clung to over the course of this life or throughout evolution in our instincts and our genetic habits. And there we can, you know, specifically ask them to accept and ask for their guidance and help transforming those negativities and resolve with their help to turn over a new leaf, to change the energy, change the channel, start new habits. And there we can recite the affirmation, may Om or O, if you prefer, gem-like heroes, Ahum, Om gem-like heroes, Ahum, Om gem-like hero, Ahum, Om gem-like hero, Ahum, Om gem-like hero, Ahum, Om gem-like hero, Ahum. And as we recite that affirmation, the affirmation circling their hearts in diamond light, a ribbon around their hearts, begins to glow with intensity and begins to fill them with light and melt the exclamation points at their hearts until the light and the energy and a kind of nectar flow down from the Mother Father into our crowns. And imagine that energy flowing, you know, into our central channel, again purifying the crown center and our physical body of violence or delusion, of sort of solidity, obscurity, or density, flows into our throat chakra, purifying our conceptuality of unrealistic expectations, fearfully clinging to the impossible, to fantasy, flows into our heart chakra and purifies our perceptions, our intuitive perception of reality, of the pride or self-centered bias, flows into our navel chakra, purifies the navel chakra of the sort of greedy, hungry, insatiable longing for unrealistic happiness or tainted or dissatisfying pleasures, and then finally flows into our pelvic chakra or complex and purifies it of envy, competitiveness, the sort of struggle, survival energy. And as it sort of fills, you know, all of those centers with healing energy and awareness, purifying them of their negativity, they start to glow and the exclamation points, diamond, ruby, sapphire, citrine, and emerald exclamation points at those centers begin to glow with rainbow lights that fill the body and mind, purifying and purging negativities. And the lights and nectars from the healing Mother Father then begin to, you know, fill us from below. It's like fill us like a vase, so that the energy moves, the healing energy and nectar, again, fills up through our central channel from the pelvic area to the navel, from the navel to the heart, from the heart to the throat, from the throat to the crown, filling our whole being to overflowing with pure positivity and a white, luminous white light. And now able to fully, vicariously resonate with the purity. We can taste the purity within our own nervous system that is the essence of the heroic, you know, the gem-like hero, Mother, Father. So with that step closer, or step of identification, we then ask for greater, their full help and blessing, becoming just like them, becoming as pure in our clarity and inspiration as they are. So thrilled to be asked, they melt from crown and toe into their heart centers, into the exclamations and moon discs, and they in turn melt into a drop of healing energy, awareness, and bliss nectar. And that drop again melts into our crown, and this time as it moves through our central channel from the crown to the throat, it fills us with a sense of blissful openness, melting away defensiveness or doubts, fears, and obscurations. Again, as it moves from the crown, from the throat to the heart, it intensifies and spreads. As it moves from the heart to the navel, it further intensifies and becomes sublime and sensual. As it moves from the navel to the pelvis, it becomes the most intense and feels like a blissful openness that's disarming our whole normal, isolated sense of self, our, you know, neurotic or negative way of being. And then as it fills our whole being, it once again ripples up, fills us as a nectar would fill a vase from below. It starts to move back up from our pelvic area into our navel, from our navel to the heart. And as it moves again, the feelings of blissful openness, warmth, and disarming spread, and we're beginning to feel a sense of the building up, the positive, the reservoirs of positive energy and inspiration and awareness, that network, the neural network for a fully pure, inspired way of being. And from the heart, that nectar moves to the throat, and from the throat to the crown, filling our whole body mind now with a luminous white moon-like nectar that has a rainbow tinge. Sort of filled with that, we begin to feel a sense of, and we take on the appearance of the healing mother-father, our subjectivity embracing our objectivity, our maleness embracing our femaleness. As a whole being, we sort of embody pure essence of unconditional love and compassion or altruism, but we're experiencing it in the form of the capacity for blissful openness. And as we feel that sense of wholeness, it's so intense that we melt as our ordinary self, and we melt from the crown to the throat, from the toes and pelvis, we melt into the navel, and from the throat we melt into the heart, and from the navel too we melt up into the heart. So we sort of melt into our heart drop, the essence of our innermost energy mind, and and once again, we're sort of back tapping into or melting into the pure, subtle energy and awareness that's our spacious essence or working mind space for learning, growing, and changing. But now we can acknowledge this as our true self, the transformation of our ordinary death, of our ordinary loss of self, into a heroic journey in which we now, you know, realize that death of self as the dawn of freedom and of truth, of our full potential for clarity or objectivity or awareness. And with that, able to imagine and ride the flow of blissful openness and warmth and energy that naturally, spontaneously arises from the relief of being, you know, freed from our neurotic ways, from our guardedness, from our defensiveness, from our compulsions and obsessions and addictions. And we can ride that energy as the dawning of a sort of moon-like purity, bubbling up of an exclamation point of thought and positive thought and energy, affirmation. And as that sapphire exclamation point at our heart beams the full, radiates and glows with the warmth of the full range or spectrum of healing energies and intuitions, pure energies and inspired energies and intuitions. We sort of feel it giving rise to or physically manifesting into the form of the healing mother father. So through that process of emergence or redevelopment in the form of a pure, inspired way of being, we transform our ordinary development into a personification of a joy of living or the inspired freedom, an inspired altruistic way of living. And with that energy, we then can sort of fully embody or sustain an embodiment, or that is an emanation of perfect clarity and pure inspiration. With that, we're able to sort of engage in the world as a transparent or translucent personification of the joy and freedom of really purifying our minds of the taints of stress and the instincts of stress and trauma that have kept us locked off and tied up in knots of limitation and fear and worry. So with that, we turn to awareness of the world around, and our exclamation at our heart is sort of radiating this pure light and nectar, the rainbow healing inspiration and energy that ripples out. And as it ripples out through our space, through the firewall we've set up around it by our positive energy, into the city, country, and planet, it see it purifying the living beings stuck in ruts of aggression, of insatiable hunger, of fear-based clinging, of envy or competitiveness, and of pride or complacency. And as this rainbow energy and nectar helps melt away those blocks and taints, living beings all begin to take on the appearance of the healing mother father, the heroic, the gem-like hero mother father. And then from the ends of the earth, through the relief and inspiration that's liberated by that change, from the ends of the earth ripples back a wave of blessing and solidarity that comes back into our space, into our heart, to coalesce there as a drop of warmth and moisture and awareness. So the world then returns to its normal appearance. Our space and our body return to their normal appearance. That heart drop is now the inner essence of the heroic altruist mother father, the pure energy, chemistry, and awareness. That's the perfect clarity and the pure inspiration that is always there as a potential within our being, the gem within our being. And as we sort of go through our days, if we lose track of that gem, when we start to feel cloudy and tainted and blocked, we can sort of think of the gem-like hero mother father, their affirmative energy and awareness, ask their help identifying the limitations, the negative habits that have blocked us, and their blessing to purify those and resolve to change, sort of make our life a day-by-day, step-by-step path of progress to a state of pure inspiration. So please commit whatever insight or energy you've developed in the course of this meditation to your ongoing study, reflection, and practice so that you can become a gem-like hero, mother, father.